Prime ministers
and presidents
may come and go, but the certainty of exemplary entertainment on the Midweek Drive
and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition
remains.
That's Lily Holloman affecting an accent.
Breathe, can't find air. Thought you were sent from up above, but you and me never had love. So much more I have to say. Help me find a way. And I wonder if you know how it really feels to be left outside and alone when it's cold out here. Well, maybe you should know just how it feels to be left outside.
American sequence of the Midweek Drive. We're delighted to go from Anastasia to an ace individual who's got accommodation and bases in New York, in Los Angeles. She's currently in Los Angeles, in Burbank, Los Angeles, no less. It's the awesome singer Ravita. How are you, Ravita?
Hi, I'm good, Alex. How are you?
Very good indeed. It seems like only yesterday we were speaking, and yet, as far as the geopolitical global scene is concerned, it might have been centuries ago. Things have changed so much.
I know, yeah, I remember speaking with you. It's just, yeah, it's been a journey since then.
Yeah, a journey and a half, some might say. But the one positive and the one constant, Ravita, is, of course, the quality of your singing now and the quality of your musical conductions as well. Because just as we've had two fabulous singles in 2020 so far, Someone Else's Arms and Chocolate, we're about to actually see your next single, I Believe, being released. We're going to have a play of that in a few moments' time. But you're currently, as I say, in Los Angeles. This is going to be a tough question to ask, but are you more East Coast or West Coast? Where do you actually feel more comfortable?
Oh, definitely West Coast.
Oh, right, interesting. Because I suppose there's more angst in New York, and certainly given the response to the COVID-19 crisis, there's a whole range of things that could be happening there. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how you've been coping with lockdown as well, because presumably, like an awful lot of our musician skills friends and so on, YouTube and Spotify, and well, YouTube and Zoom have been coming to the fore, really.
Yeah, I've actually played a couple of live sessions with Instagram.
Right, yeah.
And it's been interesting. Like, I definitely prefer performing from home rather than having to go somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, the win situation and the positive side of things is you don't have a carbon footprint, or you have very little carbon footprint there in terms of travelling. And I suppose you can focus on that. And, of course, you've got a studio in your home in Burbank as well, so that's not bad.
Yeah, that is really isn't bad. I've played a couple of shows from here, and to me, it has just been easier in a way.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it makes perfect sense. Now, I believe there are one or two people who might say, is that a cover of the Bachelor song of the 1960s? No, completely different. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows, in fact. I believe that even in the darkest night, the smallest prayer can still be heard. That was another era, another time. Although the sentiments are still pretty good. Tell us about this version of I Believe and your own version of the upcoming single I Believe, Ravita.
I think you summed it up pretty well. I definitely was thinking quite a lot about, you know, like the butterfly effect and how, like, even the smallest intention that we set out can turn into something so big. And I've seen that with my music. Like, I never thought 5 years ago, I'll be here and I'll be still making all this music and I'll be doing it on my own. And, like, it's been interesting to see myself grow up as an artist.
Well,
and it's been like song by song. It really hasn't been something I'd planned so well.
Okay, well, I think the time has come for us to actually have an airplay of this awesome track. Your name is pronounced Ravita. I just want to. I mean, you had this discussion beforehand, but it is Ravita.
Oh,
yes.
Oh man, that is the cracker bread. Remember?
Yeah, that's quite all right. Because doubtless you're aware, there is a connection with another kind of crisp bread, which when you type the whole thing, step away from that.
My name is pronounced as Ravita.
Ravita. Thank you. I thought it was.
Yay.
You see, this is it. It's Ravita. This is so critical because put it down on coronavirus impacts, basically, Ravita. But we'll get this sorted through. Ravita, I believe. Stay with us. This is going to be awesome.
I believe everybody has a guard. They cower at me, but I've learned to move past. And so I smile, maybe takes a while. You
But you will have it all someday, Rivita. You will have it all, I'm sure. You know, you don't have it all, but you will have it all.
I have it all right now.
Well, this is true. And as many folk would actually say, living in the now, living in the present, is the best thing you can actually do, because now this moment to moment is all we ever have. Bit of philosophy there to actually consider that. And yes, to slightly justify this, I did notice on the web when we actually call up images, there is a spelling which is Singer R-Y-V-I-T-A, which is why again I was confused, but of course it's Rivita R-I-V-I-T-A, as in your website, yeah. Rivita.com. Very important. R-I-V-A-T-A.com, which is well worth seeing. Now, chocolate obviously was a 2-minute wonderful example in which you were talking about your favourite kinds of chocolate. Is there always a kind of underlying theme to your music in which you think, ah, yes, I really want to write about Burbank today and getting telephone calls at 7:30 in the morning?
That's an idea. No, not usually. I just, so for me, writing is quite a cyclic process. Like, I don't necessarily think very much when I'm writing. I just write. I'll just come up with, like, an idea or something might spark my interest, and then I end up writing a song about it. And then definitely it takes, like, experience. It's not, even if I write a song right now, it wouldn't be about, like, oh, Burbank. It would probably be about everything that happened before Burbank. So, yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily sit down and look at a piece of chocolate and think, oh, I'm going to write about chocolate today. Just this phrase came into my mind and I just worked around it. And sometimes it really feels like, sometimes you don't know where the ideas are coming from. They just come to you.
Now, one of the things about America, like it or loathe it, you've clearly got lots of activities going on there. We see coronavirus spikes occurring. We've got a president who has got very interesting views on all manner of bits and pieces. We've also heard recently in the news that the United Kingdom are actually considering putting both Brazil and the United States of America on the red list, which means you'd have to have 2 weeks quarantine if you wanted to come back to the United Kingdom. These crazy times in which we're living in, Rivita, clearly they are something which nobody had been anticipating. But is there a sense that within America that people are kind of coming to terms with it? Is it a case of they don't care? Is it a case of you got a kind of complete split? I mean, in this particular part of the program, we'll be speaking to another couple of Americans, Alina Flott, who's based in Seattle, Jessica Burtis, who's based in North Carolina, and Abigail LeMay, who's actually in Canada. So we're getting views from that perspective. What about your own life? Because, I mean, I see that you were still waiting for your official artist visa to be processed in terms of being based in the United States, and obviously India is in complete lockdown. What's the vibe in California?
So actually I have not been to, like, any major parts of LA during the lockdown, like downtown LA or Hollywood, because obviously, like, those places are more vibrant than Burbank. Burbank is quite low-key anyway. However, I have to admit they've opened the shopping malls now here. And, yeah, there are people out and about shopping, having fun, and the restaurants are, like, taking in people now. So people are sitting down and eating. It definitely makes me quite nervous, like, looking at people without their masks. And I can't speak for anyone else, but there's definitely a vibe where there are people who are wearing, like, 3 layers of masks, and then there are people who aren't wearing any. So there seems to be, like, a 50-50 between I don't care and I care too much.
So human beings being human beings, effectively. You just don't know what we're
gonna do. Exactly.
Yeah, never mind. And are you a designer mask person, or are you a standard light blue coloured person in terms of wearing a mask? What kind of mask do you wear?
So I've bought these black coloured masks, and they have, like, kitty cat faces and, like, boba on them. And then I was thinking of buying, like, a sparkly mask and maybe one with, like, spikes.
keeping the whole fashion aspect going, which is always important from that point of view. Riveter, we can obviously find your details on Riveter Music at facebook.com. That's facebook.com, Riveter Music. All sorts of things. You can access details on Spotify as well. It has been fantastic connecting with your good self. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat, even though we mispronounced your name at the start of the interview, for which you were very forgiving, very polite, and frankly, we feel very guilty about that because it's the second or third time we've done it.
It's all right.
Well, that's okay. But has it been okay for you in terms of the connection? Has it been good for you?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. So the next critical question is, can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future? Will you return?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yay!
Ooh, I can't go any further than this. Ooh, I want you so badly. It's my biggest wish.
Cool. I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway, right up the borderline?
Sail the seven seas across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel like temp, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around like every single day. I love you always, wait,
can
I meet
you
halfway?
Right at the borderline. This is where
Now, clearly, you may well be familiar with the tale of Jessica Burtis, one of our exchange students at the University of Lincoln, who just about managed to get back to the States and North Carolina before the whole lockdown system really took hold of the situation globally as well. Jessica will be on the programme as well in a few moments' time. But as we also found out a few weeks ago, thanks to one of our latest philosophical correspondents, of course, Poppy Booth, she actually had another interesting tale of another fine colleague and friend, Alina Flott, who actually didn't quite get there and in the end actually had to spend the entire summer in Stokesley. It's like being in Alcatraz, perhaps, or maybe not. Alcatraz, Seattle, could be one of the same. Alina Flott, welcome to the Midweek Drive. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
Wonderful. It's a delight to connect with you, good self. I know we had a slight false start last week, but now we're all sorted. You're back in Seattle. Clearly, Seattle and Stokesley both actually start with the letter S. But I'm sure that when you decided to take that exchange package, you didn't quite imagine never being able to get back to the United States for all those months.
No, I definitely didn't. I don't think Poppy did either, to her credit.
And in many ways, thanks to Poppy, I mean, presumably, what was the fallback if Poppy hadn't said it's okay, you can stay with us?
That's a great question. Well, I have family in another S country, Switzerland, so maybe I would have jumped over there.
But
as long as I was keeping with S's, right, that was the main goal.
Clearly. I mean, there's Swaziland, which was an option I would have thought as well. So we might sort of just look towards that side of things. Alina, just talk to us about your exchange program, because the one thing you can always say is that whatever happens in the future, you were part of the pioneering bunch of exchange students who actually were doing their studies when the world's pandemic just literally flipped everything on its head.
Yes, I mean, at least I have that to show. Even though I don't have a graduation day, I still have that to show. But no, it was very neat. So I met Poppy 4 years ago at St. Andrews, where we went to uni, and I was so lucky to have ended up being on spring break with her in Stokesley when everything shut down. I don't know what I would have done if we went to somewhere more exotic for our spring break, like Tenerife or something.
Well, and of course, people obviously identify the fact, yes, well, clearly she had to go to Scotland because it begins with an S. You know, it's absolutely essential.
Absolutely. And St. Andrews,
yes,
nonetheless.
Clearly. Yeah. There are certain packages which remain constant, which is good to hear.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, most folk with respect to Seattle are probably aware not only of the movie, which we refer to, Sleepless in Seattle, but obviously the fact that you've got the start of another S, Starbucks, I believe, based there, all that manner of things. What is the sort of general situation? Because we hear today, I mean, literally the news that's breaking is, America is suddenly becoming yet again another hotspot. I mean, we've already had pushbacks on openings of Mulan. We've had other cinema change, or cinema organisations say they're pulling back. Is there still a sense of, oh my lord, we don't know what we're doing, let's turn to the president? Oh no, that's even worse.
Oh, there definitely is. I think there's no doubt about that. So every state is handling it so differently. Seattle got hit really bad by COVID in March. It was one of the first U.S. areas to really be hit badly, since there's a lot of travel here with Asia. But no, there absolutely is a sense of just kind of confusion as to who to trust. And a lot of governors are feeling pressured to open up their states early. We see in Texas right now, they have a Republican governor, and he was really quick with opening up the state, but now is having to draw things back as another wave of COVID is hitting Texas. So luckily, we have a Democratic governor, which means that they tend to be more on the safe than sorry side. But even wearing masks has been getting politicized here in the U.S., so nothing can escape our broken political system right now, not even masks.
We were speaking to a wonderful Indian singer-songwriter who's currently based in Burbank, California, Rivita. Yes, we will remember to pronounce her name correctly this time, but Rivita was saying that she was looking at designer masks, and she suggested one of the masks she might be using would be one with spikes on. I thought, surely a designer mask with spikes on it looks a bit like the coronavirus itself, really, can manifest it. Alina, are you a designer mask person, or is it a case of just give me some mask which protects me and others? That's all I want.
Well, I can't say that I am. Sewing is definitely a bit beyond my CV, but my mom has been using sewing masks as she calls it her therapy. So in exchange of being stuck inside, she's made probably upwards of 300 masks. distributing them. So if anyone's in the Seattle area.
Unlikely to occur in the near future, has to be said, Alina, but it's worth saying. And there might, of course, be listeners out there who might want to make that zone across the Atlantic and so on. What was your fondest memory of your exchange over in Scotland and St Andrews? I mean, what sort of lines do you take back? Because, I mean, this is something where we love exchange programmes. We don't know what the situation is going to be with exchange programmes, certainly the next year or so. And certainly at the University of Lincoln, we have a number of exchange students. What from your own point of view, first led you to think, I'm going to go to England because I'm going to go to Scotland because A, it begins with an S, and also it's closer to Switzerland than Seattle?
Oh, I mean, that's difficult. Well, I studied history, so that's kind of, I loved history, and so I went where it gets older than Scotland, right? So I loved that there. I think some of the memories, the best memories of the last 4 years, including eating, I think about every pub dinner available, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and definitely just all the friends and the great memories. It's been an incredible 4 years, and I feel so lucky to have had almost all of my 4 years before, of course, pandemic hit.
Indeed so. And yes, as you said, you were there for the whole of the actual system, and timing was just right. Timing is, of course, is everything, Alina, that if you don't get the timing right, who knows what could have actually happened. What does the future have in store for yourself? Or is it a case of, I'm still coming to terms with getting to grips with this place called Seattle, let alone sort of considering the future?
Well, you're going to laugh, but I actually got into an organization called the Peace Corps, which is run by the American government.
Fantastic.
If listeners don't know. Yeah. And you go to work somewhere for 2.5 years, and I actually got into work in Swaziland.
You see, you know, it's
another S-country.
Yeah, distance is no burden to us. We can coordinate on that. I think you're actually closer in terms of the time zone.
I think I am too. Yeah, but so I was supposed to leave in September, and now I'll be leaving in February, hopefully. Yeah. But until then, Seattle's opened up enough that I'm working as a nanny, and doing that for some money, and then maybe taking some remote classes come September.
Fantastic. And, of course, you can add, if your answer is in the affirmative in a couple of minutes, another UK correspondent to a certain, as far as Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting is concerned, because I think you've done exceptionally well. The Peace Corps, of course, something which was very wonderfully set up by President Kennedy, I believe. I think, was it John F. Kennedy,
yes,
who effectively established the Peace Corps back in the day, JFK? I mean, I'm sure if he's looking down now at his successor in terms of leader in the White House, he might be thinking, well, I don't know what he's thinking really, but still, that's another line entirely. We won't talk about that. Alina, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut as far as the Midweek Drive has been concerned? Has it been okay for you?
Oh, absolutely.
So the next critical question, and we've kind of touched on it, I mean, obviously we're okay until February, and then Swaziland we'll see, but will you be kind enough to return and come back and become a fairly regular Seattle correspondent?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Excellent. This is great stuff. Alina Flart will be back. And this is Texas. Don't worry, it's a band from Scotland as opposed to a virus-riven Texas state, which I'm sure will get well soon, somehow.
Maybe that has gone. Your hands reach
Somebody who always brings a fine blast of summer sunshine to the airwaves whenever she's featured is, of course, our ace Canadian correspondent, Abigail LeMay. How are you, Abby?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're still here, and that's always an important sign. In Texas, of course, not the band, but the American state, Governor Greg Abbott has ordered bars to close again and restaurants to scale back services, throwing the state's emergence from a coronavirus shutdown into reverse after a surge of new infections. You must be very grateful, Abby, you're north of the border.
Yes, very, very grateful.
Having said that, I believe you've also had your challenges and also had to have a 2-week quarantine back at the start of the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yes, that is very true. We did have our lockdown, most of everything shut down, but now everything's pretty much back to normal.
Except presumably you're not shaking hands or embracing people, because clearly that would be foolish.
Yes, very true. We've still got our masks and our 2 meters apart social distancing policy going on, so that's good.
And as we've said before, if you're ever looking for superheroines, then clearly your cameo role as a supporting artist in Teen Titans is just one of the sort of ways in which people could say, yes, you're wearing a mask. So I suspect, Abby, that you will have probably a fairly special mask. It won't be the standard sky blue mask. It'll be a mask with style and panache. Is that right?
Well, maybe. I'm not 100% sure yet. I haven't started work, so we'll see what they have to do. But I have been wearing the surgical, the basic blue and white mask, just to show that I'm very serious about keeping safe.
Well, it's not just, as we've said before, it's not just keeping safe yourself, but it's also keeping others safe, because you don't necessarily want to catch something and then spread it unwittingly. That's the most, I think, awful thing about the pandemic, that you never quite know. And there is that uncertainty in terms of how do you actually proceed with that process. And for somebody who's as gregarious and as sociable and as generally joyful as yourself, you know, I would have thought, you know, it must be somewhat challenging times. I mean, in terms of your own behaviour habits over the last few months, has it been a case of, no, it's okay, I've had some DVD box sets and various other things, and I was preparing diligently for my return to the Midweek Drive?
Yes, I mean, it was a bit odd the first couple of weeks, but I did enjoy some me time, you know, trying to just figure out what I like to do and developing new hobbies. But now I'm excited to go and see my friends again and get back in the public.
Yeah, and rightly so. It's very important. I know that, I'm not sure if you caught this, but last week we had the welcome return of Beth Gulliver, who I know was very excited when we said that you were going to be on this week. Beth has actually decided to move countries herself now. She's now doing a postgraduate course at the University of Wales. I think it's in Cardiff. Or indeed, the University of Wales is Cardiff. Anyway, she's based in Cardiff, which is interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, Eloise Sheehan also sends her best. She's still working in Lincoln and doing some fine stuff there, but clearly people are happy there. Ben Lewis, of course, weekly correspondent now, still as joyful as ever and very positive, and I'm sure, as they will benefit from at least listening to your good self back on air. Emily Bolt, of course, congratulations to Emily. We had a loose contact. She hasn't been back on the show really since lockdown started. That's probably primarily because, you know, she's lost our contact details. We've lost hers. We don't know. I don't know. But hopefully she's doing well. So that's the update in terms of lines from there. Abby, in terms of the future, is it a case of have you got a schedule lined up? Because I know when we've spoken, you were thinking of going into acting. You were considering that. I mean, clearly, at this particular stage, the whole industry has effectively almost completely ground to a halt, although there are obviously ways forward within that. Any thoughts you'd like to share? Any sort of areas that we should actually say? Is it a case of you will be the world's greatest Zoom actress?
Well, when the lockdown started, I was halfway through my second round of acting classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just waiting for things to open up again, because I'd rather do the classes in person rather than online over Zoom. So I'm waiting for that to start up again, and then I'll be doing that, and we'll see where it goes from there. But of course, I'll be sure to keep you updated.
This is essential. I mean, as I say, since Shane Rimmer actually moved and transcended into Heaven FM, you are our major number one Canadian correspondent. So it's a very, very weighty responsibility, but I know on your fair shoulders that you will be able to carry it. In case you're wondering, south of the border, record rises in COVID-19, Alabama, Arizona, California, Florida, Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Wyoming. So as I say, stay north of the border. That's what I would work our way through. Fortunately, I think our next correspondent, who I think you have spoken to before telephonically, Jessica Burtis, will be safe in North Carolina. So we just don't know. But exactly. So, Abby, actually, this is the test that I know Eloise has been most disappointed in. That, first of all, Ben, a couple of weeks ago, thought that our mascot, our prime mascot, perhaps of all mascots, was referred to as Spud. No. Last week, of course, Bethany seemed to think that it was Hammy the hamster. I said, no, he's not the main mascot. Can you remember the name of our prime mascot, whom you have actually held, although Lord knows what the situation is going to be post COVID-19 and so on. But can you remember the name of the station mascot?
Oh, I know what you mean. I have definitely held it.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember. But I have to say this. I am on Tylenol freeze right now. I just recently had surgery. So if I could use that as an excuse, I will take that.
I think so. So what on earth did you have surgery for? What's this latest sort of experience you've been going through?
I was born with a deviated septum. So I didn't figure that out until a couple years ago. But because of COVID and everything, I decided better just get that surgery over with. So
unbelievable.
I got my deviated septum corrected on Thursday.
Well,
so I'm just going to say it's a pain medication that I cannot remember what the VASPA is.
Well, I mean, it begins with an S, but he's not called septum, okay? Which just wouldn't be right, etc. And it ends in an E. So you got and you have got a P in there as well. So you got an SP, and then you've got an I and a K and an E. And that should hopefully tell you what it is, who he is.
Spike.
There you are. Got there in the end. That's the important thing. We worked through that whole process in every sense of the word. Abby, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the program today?
Of course I have.
Will you be back with us again in the very near future?
I sure hope so.
That's what we like to hear. Here's Boney M. Way before your time, a band who actually used to mime to all of the songs in the background. They're originally from Germany. This is Sunny. Our trip to North America, encompassing Canada, of course, with Abigail LeMay, and Seattle with Elena Flart, and, of course, a Riveter in California, Burbank, to be precise. We go over to North Carolina, thankfully not one of those top states. Remember, Alabama, Arizona, California, Florida, Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Wyoming, who have been experiencing major surges, huge surges in cases of COVID-19. Oh my goodness, how are you, Jessica Burtis?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I mean, the world is in very strange positions. We're supposed to be coming out of the lockdown, and yet we hear that Brazil and America, the United States of America, are having this huge spike in cases because of possibly emerging too soon from the lockdown.
Yeah.
It's difficult to know where to turn, really, isn't it?
I know. It seems like every day it's something new. We actually in North Carolina just had a mask mandate put into place yesterday at 5 o'clock with everything going on.
Yeah.
So
And, you know, clearly, at least we're maintaining some kind of normalcy with respect to the midweek drive, and you've stormed back into contention. This particular one, it might well be a podcast-only bonus, because we might have to juggle things around for that. So, yeah, I know. So it may well be working through that, which means Robbie and Pierce will be celebrating that. It's just so much stuff that's being packed in from that point of view. How has the week been for you yourself, Jessica? Are you getting to grips now? Is it a case of, well, thank heavens I'm in North Carolina as opposed to South Carolina, because heaven only knows what's going on down there?
Yeah, I've kind of been staying away from that. I've actually been trying to plan a birthday in quarantine, so that'll be interesting. It's coming up in July.
And will that birthday be something which also ties into being a socially distanced birthday vis-a-vis, will it be a Zoom birthday?
I don't know about a Zoom birthday, but it will be a socially distant one. It's my 21st birthday, so all the bars are closed, so the American tradition can't go through, but I will still be with my family. We'll see what we can do.
So you can't just let this go by. When in July, Jessica, when is your official 21st anniversary of 21 years that you have spent in your current incarnation on the planet Earth?
It'll be July 10th.
July 10th, so literally 6 days after Independence Day, which obviously is the time when America celebrates actually saying goodbye to we British, but never mind. Come back, honestly. You know you want to. I'm sure that's the case.
We love our fireworks.
Yeah, it was all over sweet tea. You know, people wanted some people wanted sweet tea. Other people wanted tea without sugar. So, you know, that was the whole thing, that Boston Tea Party. Let's just all get on together. Let's work on that.
It's a great divide.
Very, very important. Within lockdown, I mean, are you somebody who's going out and about? Are you wearing your mask, clearly engaging in things? And any thoughts, obviously, on the scenario that, you know, cinematically, once again, we've heard this week that Disney and the major studios have also pushed back their releases. And there is a concern about Mulan, which is now scheduled for an August release. I mean, the entire Hollywood industry, it could be teetering here.
I know. I think there's definitely been an upsurge in, you know, digital formats like Netflix. I think those companies are probably enjoying it. And Disney, I know Disney Plus just came out, so I guess the studios are still kind of enjoying having people home a little bit. But, yeah, it is really sad.
I did indeed sign up to Disney Plus, and I am one of those rare people who actually watched Artemis Fowl, and it is quite foul. No, that's only kidding.
Like is a
loaded phrase, and from your academic training, Jessica, I'm sure you would say that we like it. I think it's an interesting interpretation with some very interesting characterizations within the movie. I wouldn't necessarily go so far as don't go and see it at any cost. I think sometimes you have to see it just to appreciate just how you can possibly squander billions of pounds on something which just doesn't seem to make much sense at all. I don't know. I'll let you make your own mind up.
That's so sad.
It's had problems, shall we say, and certainly the critical review, whether it's be Rotten Tomatoes or Tomatoes, it's all very confusing. Tomatoes, all the same. Yeah, it could be opening that up. The start of this piece, we kicked off with Riveter, who is based in Burbank, California, and she's originally from India, but is over in California now, but clearly dealing with other things. Alina Flart, she is the student who you might like to check out, based in Seattle, who, unlike yourself, didn't manage to actually get on the plane, so effectively had to stay for her full for months, basically, in Stokesley, England. She actually did her full 4-year degree over here, so wasn't quite an exchange student from that point of view. She was at St Andrews. So Jessica, what is your thought for the week? What inspirational thought from the Bertis household would you say you want to share with the listener?
I would say start paying attention to little things. Lately, I've been paying more attention to the sunsets for some reason, and it's been something that's really small, but I guess that sounds a little cliche, but I think right now the news is a little chaotic and it can be overwhelming. So just kind of being grounded in everyday things that are really beautiful and give you hope, I think is very important.
And that, in a few words, is why Jessica Huerta should actually be the President of the United States in 2024. Obviously, she would be elected this year, but at this stage, she sort of held back. But you know, at least we know Joe Biden has somebody to actually turn to in extremis to actually have some sensible things put forward, which certainly the world does need. Yeah, it's worth progressing from that point of view. And besides, you'll be 23 in 2024, so you'll be ideally positioned to actually become a young President of the United States and open up
exactly.
good relations across the globe, which is excellent. I believe, Jessica, you have a canine friend. You have a doggy, is that right?
I have a cat.
You have a cat. I don't know. Was the cat pleased to see you?
Yes, he was. His name is Major Tom.
Good.
Of course. He's usually very shy when he hasn't seen someone for a while.
Yeah.
He warmed up to me really fast, and I've been spending all the time I can with him.
Yeah. Watching sunsets, generally engaging in the little things, coordinating other bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Every so often humming David Bowie songs to him along the basis of Ground Control 2, Major Tom. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it, but still.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's just a kitten oddity. We know that. It's very true. Jessica, it's been a pleasure as ever to round off the programme with your good self. Shall we do it all again next week?
Yes, please.
I think that would be excellent. Jessica Bertis, many thanks indeed for wrapping up our USA segment. Thanks to Riveter, obviously, Alina Flott, Abigail LeMay, and Jessica Bertis, and you, dear listener. That's it. Happy trail. Would you like to say Happy July, Jessica?
Oh, sure. Happy July.